Hello, I'm Emily Thomas with the BBC News. The number of dead from the wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui continues to rise as the state governor, Josh Green, warned it would. At least 93 people are now known to have been killed in the deadliest wildfires to hit the United States in more than a century. Mr. Green said bad weather helped spread the fires faster.
Really what it was an incredibly overwhelming circumstance, which was a hurricane and hurricane force winds simultaneously with fire. And we've not experienced anything like that in the region in a town before. There was a lot of response going on amongst the firefighters all across the island, but my team is doing a thorough review.
The Iranian parliament has voted to review a major new bill on the enforcement of the hijab behind closed doors. Sebastian Usher reports.
In a parliamentary session this morning, Iranian MPs voted to invoke Article 85 of the country's constitution. That permits a parliamentary committee to review a bill without public debate and approve its experimental implementation for between 3 to 5 years. That would effectively remove the possibility of more public debate over the so-called hijab and chastity bill, which was drafted in response to months of mass protests triggered by the death last year of a young woman in the custody of the morality police. Those protests have faded for now in the face of government repression, but many Iranian women continue in their defiance of the compulsory hijab.
Britain's Defence Ministry has said there's a realistic possibility that the Russian authorities no longer fund the Wagner paramilitary group. In its latest assessment, it said the group was probably moving towards downsizing to save on staff salaries. Wagner and its leader Yevgeny Prigozhin carried out a short-lived mutiny in Russia in June. Thousands of its fighters have since relocated to Belarus under the terms of an agreement to end the mutiny. Britain's defence ministry claims Belarus could be funding the group. A Miss Universe organisation has cut ties with its Indonesian franchise after allegations of sexual harassment. The US-based organisation said it was clear the company, run by the singer Poppy Capella, hadn't lived up to its expectations. More from Aletrine Smith.
At least 6 contestants have filed police complaints in Indonesia, saying they were asked to strip for supposed body checks during this year's pageant. Some have said they were photographed topless. Others say they were asked to make inappropriate poses. Miss Universe says events in Indonesia are diametrically opposed to everything it stands for. It said providing a safe place for women was its utmost priority. The Miss Universe pageant in Malaysia was also run by Poppy Capella and her company. The Miss Universe organisation says that event has now been cancelled.
BBC News. China says the number of people killed in a mudslide in the northern province of Shaanxi has risen to 21. Emergency services say 6 people are still missing. Friday's mudslide near Xi'an was triggered by torrential rain. Russia says one of its Navy patrol ships in the Black Sea fired warning shots at a cargo vessel heading for a Ukrainian port to force it to stop. The Ministry of Defense in Moscow said Russian forces used a helicopter to land on the vessel. They inspected it before allowing it to continue towards the Ukrainian Danube port of Izmail. The military junta in Niger is trying to drum up support from countries in the region which are also under military rule. It's emerged that on Saturday, a delegation from the junta was received by the authorities in Guinea, and on Friday, Niger's new defence minister made a brief visit to Mali. Richard Hamilton reports.
There are multiple overlapping efforts to resolve this crisis, but despite the deadlines, delegations and diplomacy, the coup leaders have shown no signs of backing down. Now they're reaching out to their fellow military regimes in the region to ask for support in the event of the standby force from ECOWAS actually going in. The regional bloc is also running out of credibility, having issued a severe 7-day ultimatum and then not followed through. It seems no one really wants a war, but in the absence of a breakthrough, that is where we're heading.
A former general in the Israeli army has accused the military of starting to be a partner in war crimes by not intervening when Israeli settlers attack Palestinians in the West Bank. Amiram Levin told Israeli state radio that the situation in the occupied territories was becoming an absolute apartheid. Mr. Levin also served as deputy director of the Israeli intelligence service, Mossad. BBC News.